Welcome to the Christmas edition of Inside Agriculture. Well, let's take a look at this. Alexander Hamilton is now a big star. Well, thanks to the hit music. Well, but he wasn't eclipsed by Santa in popularity. Gary Crawford with this story.
And now, in the style of the big Broadway hit Hamilton.
Here comes the Santa Claus.
The pride of the North Pole.
Yes.
Here comes the Santa Claus.
Ah, yes, Santa, an ancient and familiar part of our holidays, and he's as hot today as old Alexander Hamilton is today. But how did Santa get his start?
Well, there was a real St. Nicholas who was a bishop of Asia Minor in the 4th century.
That's Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Efland, who says, yes, St. Nick was real, but even in the study of history, the line between truth and legend can be blurred a bit.
The legend is that he was a patron of children, watched out for children. He's also the patron saint of sailors. And although many different cultures have a Santa Claus figure or have adopted St. Nicholas, it was the Dutch who really created the Santa Claus that we know in America.
Only this St. Nick evidently didn't have reindeer. He had a donkey, yes. And the kids put their wooden shoes by the fireplace after putting straw in them to feed the donkey, of course. And in return, St. Nick left a little gift in the shoe. Hopefully the donkey didn't do the same thing.
St. Nicholas in Dutch was Sint Niklaas.
And when the Dutch came to the New World, to New Amsterdam, they changed the shoes to stockings. After all, you can get a lot more stuff in there. And also, they took Sint Nicholas.
And then they shortened it to Sinterklaas, and that's where Santa Claus comes from in the American English.
And speaking of English, in Puritan England, they rejected the Catholic-oriented St. Nicholas in favor of something else.
And I believe in Father Christmas.
Yes, there was a Father Christmas in England, Papa Noel in France, and other countries had their versions, but in this country, many of these began to sort of come together and were really given life in 1823.
Was the night before Christmas in all through the house.
Dr. Clement Clark Moore's poem, The Night Before Christmas, and Ann Efland says,
it includes a lot of the, you know, the reindeer on the roof and the stockings by the hearth and all of those bits and pieces that we associate with the Santa Claus legend.
To add to the words of Clement Moore, later on came the pictures of Santa that cartoonist Thomas Nast drew in Harper's Weekly magazine. He drew those between 1863 and 1886.
And over the course of that time, the Santa that we know evolved through his cartoons, including the idea that Santa was at the North Pole and was building toys all year round, that he got letters from the children requesting toys, that he kept track of which children behaved and didn't behave.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
Yes, and the most recent change in Santa's appearance, which has been accepted, showed up in the 1930s in a series of ads and calendars by the Coca-Cola Company, yes, who made him even older, fatter, more grandfatherly, and thirsty, of course.
Well, you're listening to the Christmas edition of Inside Agriculture. We're back with more next.